From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the failure of the U.S. House of Representatives Friday to pass a measure to help American workers affected by global trade pacts will directly hurt about 100,000 workers and their communities. A bipartisan majority of lawmakers rejected a jobs retraining program that was part of a Senate-approved trade package pursued by Mr. Obama. President wants so-called fast-track authority to negotiate trade agreements. Most Republicans support that but oppose the retraining program. Most Democrats oppose fast-track but embrace the retraining. Mr. Obama wants both. Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed at least 6 civilians. It happened Friday. Historic buildings were destroyed in the capital, Sana'a. The sounds of digging out from underneath the attacks. Reports from the UN Cultural Agency said the latest airstrikes destroyed ancient structures, some of them up to 2,500 years old. For more than 11 weeks, bombing raids have targeted ethnic Houthi insurgents, the dominant group among the rebels who are supported by Iran. U.S. authorities have charged 2 men for plotting to help the Islamic State militants kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. Suspects also allegedly had planned to attack and behead a New York woman who organized a controversial gathering in the U.S. state of Texas recently that featured a cartoon contest lampooning the Islamic prophet Muhammad. However, that plan later was abandoned. This is VOA News. Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a June 30th deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and 6 world powers. Latest round of the negotiations took place Friday in Vienna. Here in the U.S., Secretary of State John Kerry, who is recovering from a broken leg suffered on a diplomatic trip to Switzerland, spoke about the negotiations with Iran.
I will be absolutely, fully, and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick. And I'll be traveling over there at the appropriate moment in the next days in order to press forward at this critical moment of the negotiations.
Negotiators from Iran and diplomats from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful, with applications for medical research and power generation, but not for developing nuclear weapons, as some in the West contend. A French court has acquitted former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn of pimping charges in a trial that's gripped France and cast a spotlight on the seamy underside of power and politics. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Many were not surprised by the verdict handed down by a court in the northern French city of Lille. It cleared former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn and a dozen other defendants involved in sex parties with prostitutes that took place in France and in Washington, D.C. Even the prosecutor asked for Strauss-Kahn's acquittal, saying the charges of aggravated pimping could not be proved. The verdict ends 4 years of legal headaches for Strauss-Kahn, which began in 2011 when a New York hotel maid accused him of sexually assaulting her. Those charges were eventually dropped, and later he came to a separate civil agreement with his accuser, Nafissatou Diallo. Strauss-Kahn has since tried to repair his image, but many analysts believe his political career is over. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
International law enforcement agency Interpol says it has suspended its 10-year partnership deal with football's governing body FIFA over its corruption scandal. Interpol announced Friday that it is suspending its Integrity in Sport program, a 10-year project funded by a $22 million donation from FIFA. Interpol says the program is meant to prevent manipulation of sporting events and illegal gambling by criminal groups. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.